Today's daf is by Basra daf Kuf Chav Ches. We are holding on daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We are two lines from the end of the page on daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Today we're going to discuss the entire daf. Revolves around seven different messages that Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. One of the messages relates to what we've been discussing. So that's why we talk about all seven different messages that Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama about a whole bunch of different halachos in Shas. So the first one is going to be about if a person accepts a certain lower standard of evidence and he accepts that to be binding, is he allowed to back out of that? Since we were just talking about the idea that a person can identify someone as his Eved or someone as his son and then try to change his mind. So we were just discussing whether he's believed to change his mind. So here it's going to be about whether he's believed to change his mind on accepting a lower standard of evidence against him in a case involving Dinei Mamonos. Then the Gemara is going to talk about whether Avadim are always like Karka for all Halachos or it's only that they're like Karka for certain Halachos. Then the third issue is going to be about Psulei Eidos, his grandfather and grandson, are they closely enough related to be Psulei Eidos to each other? And then there's going to be a lengthy discussion about if somebody prepared to testify and then he either became blind or became Psulei Eidos in some other way, is he still able to testify? The problem with being blind is, what's he testifying about? How does he identify the item that he's testifying about, even though he may have seen it before and he was already prepared to testify about it before? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss if a person singles out one son over the others, if he's believed or not. But the Gemara is not sure what we're talking about. Singles out the one son for what? Singles him out either for receiving the entire Yerusha at the expense of everybody else, or just singles him out as a Bechor. And then we're going to have about giving a person's wife a chelek in the Yerusha along with the children. Under what circumstances that would be binding and that would be that would work. And then the final statement of Rabbi Abba, the final message Rabbi Abba sends to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chama, is if a person has a shtar chov that says that somebody owes him money, and the he says, and I haven't been paid at all, but the lover says, what are you talking about? I paid half. And then Adam say, no, you didn't pay half, you paid everything. So how do you deal with such a case where you have three different titans? The Malva says, I haven't been paid anything, he's got a shtar. Adam say, he's paid it all, and he says, I've paid part of it. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to come to halachic conclusions about all seven of these issues that we're going to discuss throughout the course of the daf. So let's begin at the two lines from the bottom of the page. Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Shalach Le Rabbi Abba to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Abba sent Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Rabbi Abba sent the following message to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Homer L'Chavero Avdi Ganafta. Person says, you stole my Eved. V'Homer Lo Ganafti. And he says, no, I didn't. I never stole your Eved. Mativo Etzelcha. Oh yeah, if you haven't stolen my Eved, why is the Eved that everyone knows is my Eved, why is he in your house? What's he doing by you? Atam Chartali. He says, what do you mean, what's he doing by me? You sold him to me. Atan Satali B'Matana. Or he says, you gave him to me as a Matana. Ritzoncha Hishava V'tal. But I'll tell you what, even though you gave him to me as a Matana, or you sold him to me, I'll give you a good deal that normally you wouldn't be entitled to. If you want, you can swear and take the Eved. If you swear that you never sold him to me, or never gave him to me as a Matana, you can then take the Eved. V'nishba. And then the guy goes ahead and he swears, Eino Yochel Lachzerbo. The person who currently has possession of the Eved must give up the Eved. He cannot back out on the agreement. He agreed, even though it wasn't halachically required, he agreed that if you swear, you get to take the Eved. So that is now a binding, that is now binding, and he has to give up the Eved if the other fellow swears. Rashbam writes on the bottom, Shalach Rabbi Abba, on the bottom of Kuf Chav Zayin and Beis, Kol Hani Shalach Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, Nokatachu Mishum Tebech. The reason we're going to quote all the seven different things that Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama in this daf, in today's daf, which is the entire daf, is all because in one of them he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going to see that all of the things that Rabbi Abba says we paskin like in the end of the day, that he's correct on all seven counts, everything that we're going to mention. But But we're only mentioning all of them because of the one where he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rashbam on the top of Kuf Chav Ches Amar Alef, Ata Nesata Li B'Matana, V'Ne'emun Hu B'Tayna Zu. Normally, the person who's in possession of the Eved would be believed to say, you gave him to me as a Matana. V'Afagav Da'am R'cheskes Abatim, Hagodro Sein Lehem Chazaka, asked the Rashbam, but wait a second, we learned way earlier in this Masechta, about 3 months ago, that Godros Ein Lehem Chazaka, that if a sheep is in your possession, that does not necessarily mean that you bought it or that it was given to you as a matana. It may have just wandered and walked right into your possession. So since it's something that can move about on its own, the possession is not a raya to anything. So one might have said the same by an eved. The eved could have wandered and could have walked right into my property. He says, yeah, but that's only that there's no chazaka right away. But after 3 years, you do have a chazaka if it sticks around. And maybe that's what we're talking about over here as well, says the Rashbam, that you've been hanging on to this eved for 3 years. Or maybe we're talking about an eved that cannot wander on its own. It's an infant, and it can't move anywhere on its own. Godros Ein Lehem Chazaka is only because of the ability to move about on its own. It's not because of something that's fundamental to a living force, that a living force doesn't have chazaka. No, anything that can practically move about doesn't have a chazaka. So this is a baby that cannot move around. Oh, be'eved shelo ra'o, so be'edim or we don't have any clear testimony that this eved is actually in the other fellow's house. He admits it. He admits that that the eved is in his house, but there was no clear raya that he was in fact in the other fellow's house, and that's why you would have a chazaka, because you can't say that you know with certainty that he's actually there, that he's actually in the other fellow's house. So essentially, the Rashbam is bothered by one kasha, why is this any different than Godros? And he has three different terutzim to this kasha, why this is different than Godros. Either we're talking about it's already 3 years, or it's a baby who's not like Godros, or you don't even know that he's there in the first place. Tosos in Dibra Maschal Kerasim V'Nishba Einu Yachol Lachzar Bo, that if the fellow had agreed, you swear you get your eved back, that's it. That's a binding agreement. Pirish Im Nishba Kvar Einu Yachol Lachzar Bo. At what point can you not back out of that agreement? So Tosos says the point at which you cannot back out of that agreement is only once the fellow has already sworn. Then you can't say, I changed my mind, swearing is not enough. At that point, Einu Yachol But if he has not yet sworn, you just said, I'll tell you what, you swear you get to take the eved. And then before he swears, I changed my mind. You see that he's about to do it. You see that he's going to take you up. And I changed my mind. I'm not going to trust you to swear. You could still back out at that point. We're about to see the Gemara is going to compare this to a case where you go you get into a monetary dispute with somebody and you need to agree upon a beis din. Now, normally, Abba, Avicha, relatives of either party are not viable options to serve on a beis din. But you could be makabel. You could say Neman alai Abba, Neman alai Avicha, and that will be binding. But when is it binding? It's only binding once there's a gemar din. Before there's ever been a gemar din, before you see that the case is heading south for you, you're allowed to back out on such a commitment. So the same over here, that if the person has not yet sworn, then you can back out. But once he's already sworn, only then is when you can't back out. Prior to the fellow swearing is the equivalent of kodem gemar din in the case of neman alai abba, neman alai avicha. Tosfos goes on a few lines later to raise the question. V'adam reishvus hadayanim. The Gemara says in Masechta Shvuos, "V'im amar eini nishba." potnoso miyad, if you say that I'm not going to swear, so potnoso miyad, om rabbi natam hainu shem salkinoso, kidei she is bayish milachzor bo. Avlam rotzo lachzor v'lova lebezim lishava, harashos biyada. Let's say someone is chayav v'shvua, and he says, I'm not taking the shvua, I refuse. So potnoso miyad sounds like, that's it, case closed. Says rabbi natam, no, it's not case closed. It means that we try to embarrass him into agreeing to from being chozer into not being chozer on his commitment. But if he wants to go back to Bezin and actually take a shvuah that he's chayiv in, then harishus biyado, he's certainly allowed to do that. So giving up the right to take a shvuah is not a permanent thing that you cannot be chozer on. You can in fact be chozer on that. It's only once there's a sense of finality, once there's a gemar din, once there already was a shvuah, only then you cannot be chozer. But then Tos raises another problem. We're about to see the Gemara is going to compare this to the case of Neman alay Abba, Neman alay Avicha, Masech Sanhedrin, and we're going to assume that we're following the Sheet of the Chachamim. No, maybe we're not following the Sheet of the Chachamim. Maybe the whole Machlokas is only before the Gemara Din, but after the Gemara Din, everyone holds that you're not allowed to back out. Avul Rashi Pireshi Mamar Eini Nishba Potnoso Miyad Deshuvin Yochel Lachzerbo. So says Tosos, Rashi disagrees with my entire reading of the Gemara. Tosos says, I wanted to read the Gemara that when is it that he's in the Yochel Achzibo, only after the fellow has taken the Shavua. Rashi says, even before, even if he has not yet taken the Shavua, I have just said that he can take a Shavua if he wants, and then he'll take the Eved, that would suffice. So Rashi holds that at that point already, as soon as you make that commitment, it's Eini Yochel Achzerbo. So now back in the Gemara, the second line from the top, Mai Kamash Melon, what's the great Chiddush that he's not able to be Chozer? Tanina, we already learned once, Amar Lo, Neman Alay Abba, Neman Alay Avicha, the Mish says in Sanhedrin, one fellow says to the other, I trust my father or your father to serve on our Beis Din, Neman Alay Shlosha Roi Bachar, or I trust three Roi Bachar to serve on our Beis Din. Rameir Omer Yochel Lachzerbo. Rameir says you can back out of such an agreement. The Chum Omerim Eini Yochel Lachzerbo. And the Chum say you're not allowed to back out of such an agreement. So you see, we pass like the Chacham, obviously, and therefore you're not teaching me anything new when you say Eini Yochel Lachzerbo over here, just like Eini Yochel Lachzerbo over there. And says Gemara Hakamashmalan Debeatein Lacha Machlokes Valacha Kedivrei Chachamim. The machlokas, the chiddush over here is that machlokas is by a case of etein lecha, where I will give you something. Meaning, it's not only that I believe Abba, Avicha, or all these other psulei dayanim to serve as a dayan to say that the one who's already muchzak in the money gets to keep the money. That's a certain madrega to say that someone who's already holding on to the money is allowed to keep the money. No, we're going even a step further. That we're going to rely on these dayanim to transfer the money from one person, from one party to the other. So that's the chiddush over here, that the machlokas or mei lechamim even applies over there. One might have thought that by etein lecha, where you're committing to move around the money based on the psak of these dayanim, that everyone would agree you cannot say neman alay Abba, or once you say neman alay Abba, you can always back out of that. You do not have to be bound by that commitment. So that's what the chiddush is of Rabbi Abba, that the machlokas is even in the case of etein lecha, and we're still going to paskin like the chachamim in the case of etein lecha. What is this Roe Bakar, the Neman Alei Shlosha Roe Bakar? So the Rashbam writes that we dafka say Roe Bakar. Pashas means people who are not qualified. Rashbam writes, She'in Bikin Bedin. People who are not experts in din. So why dafka roe bakar? Why not roe tzon? Why not say that they're shepherds of sheep? Why do they have to be shepherds of cattle? So he says, because roe tzon are gazlanim and are psulim lekol dinim shabiolim, says the Rashbam. Roe tzon typically steal, and if they steal, they're fundamentally dishonest. It's not just a matter of being of not being experts in dine mamonis. They're fundamentally dishonest. You cannot cannot take someone who's fundamentally dishonest and have them serve as a dayan. So the Tana wants to say that which is similar to Abba and Avicha, where you have people who are psulim to serve on the Beis Din, but they're kosher on this Beis Din, but they're kosher for other things. So Roy and Bakar are possible because they're not Bekiyim Bedin, but they're not psulim in the fundamental sense of psulim for everything because they're dishonest. So the Achronim raised the question that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Chafei that Roy Bakar are also psulim l'chol dinim shabiyolam, that Roy Bakar are apostle for everything, and that's how the Rishonim paskin like that. The Rambam writes that way in Hilchos Eidus that Roy Bakar are apostle for everything. So in the Sefer Shoshanim David, he explains that the Rashbam is speaking on the Mishnah, and in the time of the Mishnah they were not yet gozer that Roy Bakar are apostle for everything, but Roy Tzon, meaning it was at different points in history when people's professions became, when these professions became suspect professions. Roi Tzon was an old thing already because the Tana lived in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be megadel behema daka in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Mishnah Maseches Baba Kama, that it's also to be megadel behema daka in Eretz Yisrael. So Roi Tzon were suspect way before Roi Bakar were suspect. The Chasam Sofer suggests that Roi Bakar kashal le'edus, it's only that they're possible for din. The Rashbam is coming to tell us that's the chiluk between Roi Tzon and Abba and Avicha, which are both pasul eidus. So Abba and Avicha are kasher for shari duyos. Roi Tzon are pasul for all eidus. So whereas Roi Bakar are pasul Roi Bakar are kasher eidus. They're only pasul to be dayanim. Okay, says the Gemara further now. The second statement of Rabbi Abba. Shalach Rabbi Abba l'Rav Yosef bar Chama. Halacha. Govin mina avadim. Rav Nachman amar ein govin. The halach is you can collect from avadim. A bal chov dies, you could collect from the yisomim the avadim, because avadim is like karka. The halach is you're not allowed to go to the yisomim to collect metaltalin. Metaltalin diyasmi lo mishtabdi le bal chov. The metaltalin of yisomim is not meshubah to pay back a bal chov, but the avadim are meshubah. The karka is, and since avadim are like karka, you're allowed to go and collect from the avadim. The Gemara Maseches Ksubas on Daf Peidala tells us that there was a Maisa Bebein Nasiya that they were tofes the an amma in a simta for a chov that they had, and they said that was a proper tfisa, that you're allowed to take the amma who's an eved as a payment for a chov. So Rabbi Abba said because they're the benesia, you're being nice to them and you're telling them things that aren't true and you're giving them the advantage, because the halacha really is that an eved is like metaltalin and they're not allowed to take metaltalin of yisomim. That's what the Gemara says over there, that when the Beis Din passed that the Bei Nasiya was allowed, the Beis Hanasi was allowed to take that Eved, that was Hanifa, that was being especially kind to the Bei Nasiya against the Halacha, as a way of flattering them, as a way of being nice to them because of their power, and that is incorrect. They are not allowed to take the Amma, because the Amma is Metaltalin. And Tosas raises the question, sounds like the Sheet of Rabbi Abba is that avadim have a din of metaltin, whereas over here it's the same Rabbi Abba l'chora who's saying that halacha is that avadim are like karka. So Tosfos suggests over there that the maskana of the Gemara is going to be the maskana of our Gemara is going to be that Rabbi Abba says halacha ain govin mina avadim, meaning the halacha is going to be that that it really has din of metaltin. Meaning of all these seven things, this one is going to change. This our tradition of what exactly this conversation was like is going to change. We're going to make it that Rabbi Abba says halacha ain govin mina avadim, and that and v'chein amar Rav Nachman ain govin. That's how we're going to change it on Amud Beis, because the Gemara is going to wonder at the end of the daf, how could it be that we paskin like Rabbi Abba on all seven of these things? According to the text we have in front of us, Rav Nachman is in disagreement with Rabbi Abba, and this is a case of dinei mamonos. And one of the klalim we have in how to paskin in Shas is hilchsak Rav Nachman bedini. Rav Nachman was a great expert in dinei mamonos. We always paskin like Rav Nachman in Dine Mamna. So how could we paskin like Rabbi Abba if he goes against Rav Nachman? So that's why the Gemara is going to switch it, and the Gemara is going to say that no, Rabbi Abba actually conforms to Shitas Rav Nachman. Rabbi Abba says that you cannot collect from Avadim. Avadim do not have a din of karka over here. They have a din of metaltalin. The Ritva suggests in the name of Yesh Shetirtu that over here the Girsa is Rav Abba. In Ksubas it's Rabbi Abba. They are not the same person. These are two separate people. Tosos, who asked the Stira, Rabbi Abba holds that it's the same person. But when he was in Bavel, he was called Rav Abba, and then he went to Eretz Yisrael, it was called Rabbi Abba, because in Eretz Yisrael they got smicha, so they were able to be called Rabbi. That's the assumption Tosos is working with. The Ritva says, no, could be, it's not the same person. Abba was also a fairly common name. Abba was a title, it was a name, it was a title of chashivas. That's why you very rarely have people with more than one name in Shas, but often when you do, it's Abba something. It's Abba Murray, Abba Chalafta, Abba this, because Abba was a title. It wasn't really a name. So it was a fairly common thing to call someone Abba. So the fact that there would be a Rav Abba and a Rabbi Abba is not so unusual. But Lechara, the Pashup Shad is what Tosos answers, that anyway the Gemara is going to change the Girsa over here, and since that's the conclusion of the Gemara, so it works out very well. The Sugyan Ksubas conforms to what the Maskana of our Gemara is going to be over here, so it's going to work out. It's going to work out just fine. Says the Gemara now a third message that Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Shalach Rabbi Abba to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Halacha shlishi b'sheni kasher. The halacha is when it comes to dine edus. So whenever we talk about psula edus, we always give numbers. A rishon, rishon b'sheni, sheni b'shlishi. So those numbers represent how many generations removed you are from the common relative. Meaning if we share a grandfather, we are a sheni b'sheni, because we're both two generations removed from the grandfather. If my grandfather is your father, we are a sheni b'rishon, because I'm two generations removed and you're only one generation removed from that common relative. What if you have a shlishi b'sheni, which means my great-grandfather is your grandfather? So what do we call that? First cousins once removed, I think. So that's shlishi b'sheni. That is going to be kasher le'edus. Rava Amar, af berishon, that even a shlishi berishon is going to be kasher le'edus. If you look at Rashbam, Rava Amar af berishon kigon beno shel Chanoch ben Reuven, made the Shimon achi Reuven, that it's your great uncle, the grandson of Reuven can testify for Reuven's brother. Vahachi hilchasa midamrin lekaman mosifu umidapasuk kamev less hilchasa kamar bravashi mechal dilchasa miyakarava. And we're going to pass like this in the end, says the Rashbam, that one is allowed to testify may ikar adin for one's great uncle, which means that my great grandfather and your father are the same person. That's a shlishi berishon. That's a perfectly valid form of a relative to testify for. Mar bravashi achsher ba'aba da'aba. Mar Bravashi went even a significant step further. He said you're even allowed to testify for a grandfather, the less hilsa kamar Bravashi. But we're not going to pass on like Mar Bravashi that one is allowed to testify for a grandfather. If you look at Tosos Vim Tomar, the law afilu sheni b'sheni amr parakzeh borer the apostle of the Kolshkein Zakeno, he says, how could it be that you can testify for a grandfather? You can't even testify for a first cousin. So you would think that a grandfather is much closer than your first cousin. Why is a grandfather much closer than your first cousin? Because you only related to your first cousin through your grandfather, meaning the common relative to your first cousin is your grandfather. So it's you go up two generations, he goes up two generations, you both land at your grandfather. So you would think kal v'chomer, your grandfather himself, you're going to be puzzled to testify. So how could it be that that you would be able to testify for a grandfather? Says Tosos, v'yesh lomer da'aba da'aba kasher tfei d'ispalag dara, that there's something about being the same generation as somebody else which creates a sense of kurva. Meaning the way we evaluate kurva is not only by drawing the line of how you're related, but also by generations. And if you're in the same generation as your first cousin, so that would mean that you're closer relative than you are
to your grandfather. Now, according to Marbar Ravashi, that you could testify for a grandfather. Again, we don't pass him like that. It asks the Ketzos in Simon Lam and Gimel, why does Gemar Yevamos Daf Mem Zayin say that a person is Neman Midin Yakir to say about his son that his son is Pasul only when he doesn't have when that son doesn't have his own sons? But if he has his own sons, the father is not Neman to say that this is his Bechar, and the reason is because a father can't be made on his son that he's a Mamzer because he's related to him and he's not kosher to be made about his son. So according to that, according to Mar Bar Avashi, a person is not considered a Karov to his grandson. He should be able to be made about his son even when he has grandchildren, because he's not a Karov to those grandchildren. So that's the Ketzos's Kasha. But Lechor, even more fundamental, from Mar Bar Avashi, that a Ben HaBen is kosher to be made on Zekeno, Lechora, it means they're not really related, meaning they're not really... We have a comment that the Gemara has in a couple of places in Shas, that Bnei Banim Harehim Kibanim, that grandchildren are like children. So in what sense are grandchildren like children? A grandfather, the Gemara in Kiddush says, has to teach his grandson Torah, just like a father has to teach his son Torah. Is there a chiyuv of kavod for a grandson to a grandfather? So the Ma'arik in Shorash Mem Dalid says, you see from this shita that a ben haben is not chayiv in the kavod of his grandfather. Even though we don't paskin like that, he says, but Mar Bar Avashi is mefarish when we say bnei banim harehim kibanim only legabi mitzvahs pru revu, that it's so limited. The idea of bnei banim harehim kibanim means that if a person's rachmanal son, a person's children have passed away, but those children have left children, you've already been mekayim pru revu. You don't have to worry about having more children to be mekayim pru revu. That's all bnei banim harehim kibanim means, according to the Ma'arik. So the Bach raises the question, how can you bring a raya from this? It's only legabe edus that the Torah says lo yumsu avos al banim. So the mashmos of the pasuk is dafka banim and not bnei banim, because it's already too many generations removed if it's a grandfather. But by kibud it says kabed es avicha, and from the word es we include more than just one's father. We learn that you're chayiv to honor a step parent and an older brother. So lechor it's a kal v'chomer, you'd be chayiv to honor a grandfather from S Avicha, and plus, as we said before, the Gemara in Kiddushin Darshins Vishinantam Levanecha, that you have to teach a grandson Torah as well. And also the idea that you're chayiv in Kavod Aviv is because we're mashve Kavod Av to Kavod Amakom, that a person has to view his father as a connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. Lechora, grandfather is also a major part of that connection, because the father's only there. The grandfather is the closer link in the chain that brings you back to the Ribono Shel Olam. So very difficult to say that there's no chiyuv to honor a grandfather. In fact, we don't paskin that way. The Rama paskins in Hilchus Kibud Aveim that a person is chayiv to honor avi aviv as well. That it's chayiv to honor a grandfather as well as a parent, not just a parent, but the grandfather as well. So that's an interesting sugya in general throughout Shas, to figure out for which halachas exactly do we assume a grandfather is like a father, and for which halachos is a grandfather different than a father? There's also a discussion. Shpam says that even though we don't pass on Mar Bar Avashi, because Bnei Banim Harehim Kibanim, he says Ad El Avdar, that the Ben is Yerech Aviv. So it's not just Bnei Banim; it's great grandchildren, great great grandchildren, that they would all be possible to be made. Tosfos disagrees with that. Tosos in Dibra Maskel Leshilchus Kamar Baravashi says Pirusha Kunchusta Afilu Atzov Kol Adoros Pasul Ve'ein Yer Liri Kibin Dispala Gedora Kol Kach. That the Ri says no, once it's so many generations removed, even if it's direct, it's a direct line, the halacha is you'd be able to be made. Beis Yosef writes that it's muchach from the Rif that we don't pass like Mar Bar Avashi. It's only Avu Bno are considered a Rishon Brishon, like a brother, like two brothers. So Abba da Abba is a Sheni Brishon. So it sounds like a Dor Ravi is a Shlishi Brishon, that a great grandfather is already a Shlishi Brishon. In Rav Chanan, he quotes a Raya to Shita Satosos from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Ches that Psulei Edus Atali Bekiruv hadas, that it's totally in how close you feel you are to them. The pasuk says teshakali ulanini ulanechti nin lanini ulanechti says Rashi ad kan rachmei av ala ben, that it only goes x number of generations. So it happens to be we're machmir to not even allow shlishi berishon lechatchila to testify for each other, but a revi'i berishon probably yes. I think that's what they say, that when they told Rav Eliyashiv that his Rav Eliyashiv was zocha to see not just a great grandchild, not just a great great grandchild, but a great 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 grandchild, six generations, highly unusual. So they told the Mazel Tov, maybe you'll come be the Sandik. He said, I don't know, we could probably be made for each other. We're kasha le'edus for each other. So that's probably correct that they're, I mean, Eliyashiv, he's definitely, they're kasha le'edus for each other after a certain number of generations. Although the Rashbam would say, no, ad elef dar, they're still pasha le'edus. Fourth statement that Rabbi Abba sent, Shalach Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yossi Bar Chama, Hayodeh lo'edus karka, Achlo nistama, vinistama, possible. If a person knew about Eidos, about a certain karka, and then he went blind, but he knew about it before he went blind, he was ready, all ready to testify, and then he went blind, he's possible. He cannot testify about that karka, because how's he going to identify the karka? He can't show them, he can't say from here to there. Ushmul amr kasher, efshe de mechavin metzarnaha. Shmuel says he's kasher to testify about the karka because he can identify based on what it borders on. He can say at this end, at that end of the field, aval glimalo. But he's not allowed, he's not able to testify about a beged, about a garment, because how's he going to identify it? There are a lot of garments. He can't even say, oh, I know the exact dimensions of that garment, because there are a lot of garments by that dimension. What's he going to say? It's a size 40 suit? There are a lot of suits at a size 40. You go into any store. Rav Sheshi Sam Rafilu Glima. Efshem Demechavin Midas Archo Midas Rachbo. Now, even an item of clothing, the exact measurement of it, you can testify about. That's a rare thing to get the exact measurement correctly. But a piece of silver, he's not able to testify because, again, how is he going to be able to identify it if he can't do it visually? Even a piece of silver he can testify about after having gone blind because he can get the exact weight of it correct, and that in that way he'll be able to identify the piece of silver. Ask Mar Meisvei Hayodeh Lo BeEdus Ad Shalanasa Chasano VeNasa Chasano. Let's say a person knew Eidos before he ever became related to the person that he was going to testify for, and then he became his son-in-law. Pikeach, before he ever testified, he became his son-in-law. Pikeach v'nischaresh, a person was a regular bar das, and then he became a cheresh afterwards. Piseach v'nistama, or most relevant to us, he was able to see when he knew the testimony. Before he had an opportunity to testify, he became blind. Shafoi v'nishtata, he was a bardas and then he became a shota. In all of these cases, since at the end of the day, by the time he gets around to testifying his pasul eidos, puzzle. He cannot testify even if it's about something that he knew from before. But what if it went back and forth? He knew the Eidos before he was ever related to the fellow. Then he became his son-in-law. Then the wife died, so now he's no longer the fellow's son-in-law. Or pikeach v'nischaresh v'chaz v'nispakeach. He went from a pikeach to a cheresh back to being a pakeach. Pisech v'nisma v'chaz v'nispateach. He went from being a seeing person to a blind person back to being able to see again. Shofi v'nishtate v'chaz v'nishtafe. He went from being a shota to a sane person to a shota back to being sane again. In all those cases, kosher. He's going to be kosher to testify. Why? Zaklal. Kol shetchilaso sofo bepaslus. Puzzle. Tchilas of the sofa. Bekashrus kosher. If he started out or finished in psul, he won't be able to testify. But if both at the beginning when he saw, tchilas means when he saw the testimony, when he knew the testimony, sofa means when he actually issues the testimony, when he states the testimony, if both of those points in time he was kasha le'edus, so then he's going to be kasha le'edus. So it says more tiyufta dekulu tiyufta. This is a tiyufta on Shmuel and Rav Sheshes and Rav Papa, all of them said that the guy is kosher to be made about karka if he was a seeing person, then he went blind. And over here we're saying no, he's possible for all sorts of edus. If right now he's blind, it doesn't matter that at the time that he first learnt of this testimony, at the time that he prepared the testimony, that he was able to see, it's sofo bipsul. And anytime you have sofo bipsul, he's going to be possible to be made. So therefore it's a tiyufta on all of those shitos. Now the fifth statement of Rabbi Abba. Shalach Rabbi Abba to Rabbi Yosef bar Chava. Ha'omer al tinok bein habanim ne'eman. Some missing information over here. If he says about a tinok amongst his sons, he's believed. Only one little thing, it doesn't tell us what he says about a tinok bein habanim. What's he believed about? What's he saying about this tinok bein habanim? So says the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan Amarenu Namar. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, says he's not believed. But again, what? About what? My Ka'amar, what exactly is he saying? Two possibilities. Amar Abaye Hachi Ka'amar. Ha'omer al tinok bein habanim yirash kol nechasai. He says, let this child amongst all my other children yarshin all of my nechasim. Neman Rabbi Yochanan Broka. He's Neman that follows the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan Broka, who says that one is allowed to channel all of his Yerusha to one child. And we've been referring to that several times. We'll finally get to it on the second day of Shavuos, but we've been referring to it many times. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eino Neman Krabanan. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you cannot do that. You cannot channel all of your estate to one child, to one son over the others, and therefore it doesn't work. So Maskevla Rava says that can't be the pshat over here. That can't be what we're talking about over here. Hai Neman ve'eno Neman. What does this have to do with Nemanus? What does this have to do with whether he's believed? The father is saying that he's a son like any other son. There's nothing different about him. I just want to give him all my money, but it's not a din of Nemanus. Yirash v'lo yirash mi ba'ilei. What it should have said is whether the son actually yarshins or doesn't actually yarshin. That's what the conversation is really about. So Elam Rava Hachi Kamar. Homer al tinok bein abanim b'charhu neman k'Rabbi Yehuda. No, what it means is that you're identifying this child as the b'char. That's where you're saying that he's neman like Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yochanan Amarenu neman. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're not believed to say that he's the Bukhar, Karabanan, and that's going like the Rabbanan. So that's what it was about. It was all about identifying him as the Bukhar. The Rambam writes that a father's neman to say on someone who's not huchzak as his son at all, that he's his son and he's the Bukhar. And the Magmish explains that the Rambam passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that you neman to say Zebani Bukhar, because we passing like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's true. The Rambam understands that's true, even if we didn't even know that he's his son. And that's how the Rush writes as well. I think we pointed this out yesterday. The Rashbam and Tosfos disagree. The Rashbam and Tosfos say, once we know he's your son, you're neman to say that he's my Bukhar. But if you don't even know if he's your son, then you don't have Ne'amanus, because the whole idea of Ne'amanus that we of Yakir is that we give special Ne'amanus to a father. But if we don't know that you're the father, then there's no din of Yakir. The Chosin Yeshuas is Medai from the Lashon Gemara. Ha'omer al tinok bein habanim. So it sounds like it only works if he's already bein habanim. If he's not already bein habanim, then you would not be believed. Or one could be medayik the other way. It doesn't say ha'omer al bein habanim. Ha'omer al tinok bein habanim, which means you take stam, a random child that no one even knows if he's your kid, and you say bein habanim, so you could have been medayik either way, like the Rambam or like the Rashbam and Tosfos. Says the Gemara a sixth statement. Shalach Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Homer titol ishti ke'echon min abanim. If a guy wants his wife to receive an equal portion of Yerusha along with all the other children, along with all the children, they'll tell us ke'echon min abanim. She takes a portion like one of the children. Amar Rava uben nechasim shalachso. But it only works on the nechasim that he's already in possession of, because this is a matana that he's giving, and you cannot be makna davar shalo b'liolim. So that those nechasim that he's not yet in possession of, he does not have the ability to gift to his wife. But her portion is going to be minimized by any children that that are not yet born. Meaning if he says this to his wife early on in the marriage and then they have more children, she only gets a portion together with all of the children when they split the estate. She does not; she cannot claim a portion that is equal to what it would have been had they not had any more children from that point forward. And then the last statement, Shalach le-Rabbi Abba le-Rabbi Yosef bar Chama, Hamotzi shtarchov al chavero. A person that Reuven has a shtarchov, says Shimon owes him money. Malva omer lo nefrati klum. The Malva says, Shimon has not paid me anything. Velova omer prati mechta. Shimon says, I paid half of it. You're right, I still owe you money, but not all of it, I only owe you half of it. Ve'edim yidin shapara kulo. And then Edim come and say that Shimon's in fact paid everything. Hareza nishba v'gova mechza min chasim b'nei chorin avim shabadim lo. So he takes a shavua like a mother b'miktsas, and the collection Reuven can collect from the chasim b'nei chorin, but not from the chasim shabadim. Da amri anana edim samchinan, because the buyers who have purchased property, you know, the nechasim shabadim are now owned by other people. They could say, we don't believe that he's only paid back half. We believe the edim that he's paid back everything, so we don't believe you're entitled to take away this property. And even if you assume, like the shita of Rabbi Akiva, that he's considered that he's a meshav aveda, because if he wanted, he could have said that he could have denied the whole thing because he has edim to back him up. That's only when there are no edim, but when there are edim, then we assume that there would be a sense of mirtas, that he would be afraid. Meaning, even Rabbi Akiva says this refers to the sugyan b'metzia, where the lova is moda b'miktsas, and he has a raya from lashon v'shtar that he's chayiv even less than what he's being moda to. So Rabbi Akiva says he has a din of a meshav aveda because he's moda on something that you don't have any proof against. So he said that's only when there's no edim on the payment of the loan. There's only the shtar that helps him out, but when there are edim that saw the halva and the payment, even though they help him out, but since the mitchila he didn't know what they would testify, we assume he'd be intimidated by the fact that there are edim in the first place. So Marav Ravashi says, no, the exact opposite. Over here, the edim are not against him. What's he going to be afraid of? Afraid of edim who are supporting him and who are telling him that this is in fact yours? No, this is definitely a meshav aveda. Anything he's being moda is icing on the cake, because he didn't really have to be moda to anything. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Darash Marzutra.